With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The cleanup and the grieving are underway in central Tennessee, where at least six people died and homes were destroyed in a devastating storm this weekend.
Crews were already at work cleaning down trees and restoring power to homes in Nashville, where people fled to safe rooms as Saturday's tornadoes struck.
It sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere.
Greg Chance says he's grateful no one was hurt at his home, but he's mourning the death of a friend whose trailer home flipped onto another.
He lost his love.
Also killing a woman and her two-year-old son in the trailer below.
Se volcó el otro trailer.
The woman's brother arrived from Atlanta, having to tell family what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNews.com, more aid trucks have been entering Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. As fighting continues and smoke can be seen in the distance, Charles de Ledesma with a report.
People scramble for aid at Rafah, apparently after trucks crossed over the border on Monday, bringing much-needed supplies to locals. It comes as Palestinians face severe shortages of food, water, and other basic goods in the Gaza Strip, with very little aid allowed in since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities, with civilians still sheltering along the front lines, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street ahead of the Federal Reserve's last meeting of the year. Markets will get updates this week on inflation at the consumer and wholesale level. The Dow had 96 points, and the NASDAQ is up 16 now. This is SRN News. Religion is a dirty word at many workplaces.
According to a poll released by Pern Candola, about half of workers in the U.S. and the United Kingdom say they feel uncomfortable making references to their faith on the job. About a third of them also say their bosses don't like it when they ask off for religious holidays. The survey involved Christian workers as well as Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists. The U.S. has strong protections for religious freedom, the U.K. less so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An NFL player teaming up with a Christian ministry to help kids in the third world. Every time Falcons punter Bradley Pinion drops a punt inside the 20-yard line, $1,000 will be donated for Compassion International. The program is called Punts for Purpose, and 12 other NFL punters, well, they've signed on too. This is SRN News. A new nuclear missile is coming, a gigantic ICBM called the Sentinel.
The Air Force says the $96 billion Sentinel overhaul involves 450 silos in five states, their control centers, three nuclear missile bases, and several other testing sites. Officials say while the changes could improve the efficiency and quality of life on the bases, it also creates problems the Minuteman missiles have never faced. Jason Walker reporting.
The Biden administration announcing the first allocation of incentives from last year's bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. It will provide $35 million to BAE Systems to increase production at a New Hampshire factory making computer chips for military aircraft. The aircraft include F-15 and F-35 jets. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.